President Joe Biden is off the campaign trail for now with a case of COVID. There was already what's described as rising anger and panic among many of his supporters about his ability to go on. What must this be like for state party leaders who helped deliver Wisconsin to Joe Biden in 2020? We asked Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Wickler, and thanks a lot for being here.
Thanks so much for having me on, Verica.
So what is this like to watch the Republican National Convention with a growing number of Democrats calling for your candidate to step aside?
What's so striking this week is that the Republican Party has been completely subsumed by MAGA. There's total unity within the Republican Party leaders around a candidate who selected one of the most outspoken proponents of 100% national abortion ban as his vice presidential candidate. There's unity with people like Eric Hovde around Project 2025. Trump and J.D. Vance, their staffers, going out and writing this playbook for not only ripping away access to abortion and emergency contraception, but eliminating the Department of Education, shredding any kind of protections for the environment and climate change. It's a wholesale plan to kind of repeal the last 50 years of progress in this country. They didn't talk about it from the convention stage, but they have written down what they want to do. And in this election, it's a choice between a future where Trump's vision of being a dictator on day one becomes a reality, or the vision that Biden and Harris have laid out, that President Biden laid out in his speech in Detroit right before the RNC, of signing Roe versus Wade into law, of signing the PRO Act so workers can organize and unionize, of expanding Social Security and Medicare. I think I know which future most Wisconsinites and most Americans want.
What is your message to Wisconsin voters about Joe Biden's ability to beat Donald Trump with his poll numbers and money slipping?
We're in a moment where so much conversation in the press and you know, around the state and around the country, it's not about whether Democrats want to defeat Donald Trump. It's about the best way to do it. And what I know from so many conversations is that there's a enormous level of intensity and focus on making sure that we defeat MAGA this fall, and that President Biden's vision for the next term is enormously popular in a way that unites Democrats. So I feel like, you know, debates happen, conversations happen. I think Democrats are going to come together. And I think that when we do that, we're going to reelect President Biden and Vice President Harris and reelect Tammy Baldwin and flip House seats. And I think flip the state assembly and break the supermajority in the state Senate, because what we are fighting for is much, much more popular than what Republicans are trying to inflict on the country.
What do you personally know about Joe Biden's decision to stay in or step aside?
I was speaking with my friends on the Biden campaign yesterday and others this morning. He is full steam ahead and organizing and working to make sure that this message carries out across the country. And, you know, of course, many people are trying to game out how the whole thing comes together. What we know is that when Democrats speak with one voice about the stakes for voters in their lives, then from President Biden down to local state legislative candidates, we're going to defeat MAGA this fall.
So regardless of who is at the top of the ticket?
Well, President Biden's at the top of the ticket. And Biden-Harris as a team won Wisconsin last time. We overcame the odds and Democrats won the governor's race in 2022. We flipped the Supreme Court in the course of 18, 20, and 2023. And on the ground, we have volunteers going out every week, knocking on tens of thousands of doors, having conversations with voters. Ultimately, voters care about how politics affects their lives. And they know that President Biden isn't trying to get into their doctor's offices and override their personal medical decisions. They also have reason to fear J.D. Vance and Donald Trump. J.D. Vance has flirted with the idea of tracking menstrual cycles to figure out whether people are accessing abortion care against the law. Trump has floated the idea of punishing women who access abortions. Those ideas are politically toxic, and we have to defeat them this fall.
All right. Ben Wickler, thanks very much.
Thanks so much for having me on. I mean, I will say that I feel like I live in a split screen where there's this huge roiling national debate.
Yeah.
And then the deputy campaign manager was in my office in Milwaukee yesterday and was like, let's bring people back to focus on what is going on. The campaign is, you know, still actively hiring and building out, and like there's no sense within the campaign. And I was just texting 5 minutes ago with my friend who's on the call with the campaign manager. It's the same. It is like everybody like focus on the work.
Is that coming from Joe Biden?
I can't imagine that it's not. Yeah.
Right.
That's, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, you don't know for sure, like, yeah, whether you would expect that that's what you do,
right,
all the way through.
Yeah.
But there's not only is there not any kind of like, well, let's wait and see what happens in the next few days. It's also like, you know, let's like, who do we need to check in with to like, you know, just keep our feet on the gas.
It's completely untenable because of course the campaign has to do that. And yet you've got all this stuff, Pelosi and Obama. What? You know, yeah, it's a split screen for sure. And yeah.
I do, you know, fundamentally believe all of the agita and debate is just about how we win. It's not like in 2000, I have this vivid memory of the shadow conventions and people saying, you know, Bush and Gore were two sides of the same coin. It was just the same. And people say it didn't matter who won, the uniparty, all this kind of stuff. And like sometimes you hear that from RFK people, but Democrats rank like all the way up and down. To the extent that they're freaked out because it's so important to them to make sure Trump loses. And so I do think the Democrats will come together in any scenario because they are all united by a set of values and know what they're trying to defeat.
One question I am asking on behalf of Zach Schultz, and he was at the convention all week, and he was stunned by the fact that Congresswoman Gwen Moore didn't, you know, hit Media Row, didn't give kind of the opposition voice, along with others, you know, Barca maybe or Pocan. Do you know why?
I will say that I did, you know, go around in the inside the arena, and I was there to give a response to the Republican convention. But every question coming to me was about the, you know, the Democratic,
of course,
fracas. And
of course,
I think if you're trying to get a message out, then it's, you know, it's a challenge to bring the conversation to the message you're actually trying to convey in this moment.
And so it was about the fact that we want to talk about the issues, not about Joe Biden's COVID case or debate performance.
Yeah. And it's, there will be some point at which this conversation concludes, and then it becomes, wait, what are the options here? And that for especially the voters who are trying to make up their minds about the two sides, what they're hearing from Republicans is the Republican message. What they're hearing from Democrats is, I wonder who our nominee is. I wonder who our nominee should be. And so like that is not, you can't beat this with this.
Yeah.
Like, you have to beat this.
Although
with
the contrast is pretty salient. So,
but that said, like if we get to Election Day and voters think, okay, it's, you know, Roe versus Wade, expand Social Security and Medicare, voting rights, the Voting Rights Act, or the, like, you know, abortion ban,
mass deportation
raids in workplaces
and
schools.
Getting the Justice Department,
Then I think Democrats win. But I don't think right now someone who's just reading the news has a sense of what the Democratic agenda is, because all the conversations about the kind of
that's true.
Process candidates.
I mean, that may well be true, but it's kind of, it's like barring the door message.
Well, as you heard, my message is coming back to the issues. That's the path.
Yeah. So. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me on. It's good to see you too.
Grab the mic or you'll